cloud. Okay, so we're continuing Pnei Halacha, and we're up to Halacha Yud Bet when it comes to for Basar v'Chalav, titled Minhag Shnei Kiurim V'Din Mediach Kelim. So the custom of having two sinks and the Halacha of a Mediach Kelim, of a dishwasher. So he says in Pnei Halacha, Nogim Latkin Shnei Kiurim. The custom is to have two sinks, echad l'nikui kelim chalaviim, echad l'nikui kelim bisarim. One for meat, one for dairy. K'mochen nuagim l'kbo shetzad echad shel hashayish yeh l'machal chalav, etzad sheni l'machal basar. Okay, I didn't realize this was a thing. But the custom is to have one dairy counter and one meat counter. We do it. I didn't realize it was like a real thing. Okay. Machal parva v'shad l'achim v'shnei chalkei hashayish v'tnai shehashayish naki. Five things you can prepare wherever you want. Just make sure that the marble, whatever countertops you're using, are clean. If you really need to, you can use one for both. As long as you make sure that it is completely clean in between. Okay, let's see if we know 11. Okay.
He's equating sink and countertop?
Yes, which is, well, I guess both of them, the potential issue is irui, even though it's much more by a sink, because by a sink, you're running the hot water all the time.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, I would imagine that if you're using one sink for meat and dairy, the actual sink isn't kosher, you're just using the sink inserts, the sink rate, whatever that keeps things up. The Minchad Yitzchak hechmir la'atzrich shnei kiurim. So you need two sinks. Neshe chashash le'svarash yesh bekoach shel irui ma'im rotchim lotzi tamei mekli echad ulavliam bekli sheni. Okay, so he was concerned that the hot water can take the taste from one kli and to put it into another kli. So we're nervous that you're going to put hot water into the sink, so then the sink will take out meat taste, and that will get absorbed into the dairy kelim, or vice versa. Well, that igrot Moshe, the famous true from Moshe. As long as the dishes don't touch the sink itself, you put something like to stand or something inside the sink. You can use one sink for meat and for dairy. I mean, the only way to do it, to have this this type of irui that would actually cause taste to go from one to the other, the water would actually have to hit the both of them while they're touching each other. So that's a very rare. I mean, basically, if you make sure that the whatever kelim you're using don't touch the walls of the sink, so then you're in good shape.
The walls at the bottom.
And I assume it applies to the walls also.
I think you have a rack for the bottom, but what about, there's nothing on the sides.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the sides, you just don't fill up the sink all the way. And that's what it sounds like he's saying. I don't know, I haven't seen this tshuva. I'm not sure if I've ever seen it. If I have seen it, I haven't seen it in a long time. But yeah, that's the, basically you want to make sure that it doesn't, things aren't touching. Ulam lefi klalei halacha.
The sink floor is also touching, like on the wall. It's all connected to each other.
Yeah, but the point is that you don't want the dishes touching the wall or the bottom, wherever it is, the sink, with hot water coming at the same time.
That's a big problem.
What do you mean it's a big problem? Explain what you mean.
Meaning that you're using the hot, how you take off the stains the stain from the pot. You have children inside the pot, and if you have burned spot, and you can't scrub it off. Hot water, it could be easier to scrub it off. And you,
yeah, fine. So it's fine. You can do that as long as the pot itself is not touching the walls of the sink. It's okay.
No, you're spilling it out of the water. You're spilling it out of the water out of the inside the pot.
It's fine as long as the pot itself is not touching the sink. Rav Moshe says it's okay.
Why the inside? It touched on the bottom sink.
So you have to make sure you put a rack on the bottom so that the pot doesn't touch the actual sink.
So why about the rack? The rack is
You're right, you should have one meat rack, one dairy rack, correct. You should have separate racks for meat and dairy,
okay,
correct.
That makes sense. Okay, now you're making sense for me. Okay.
I think so.
Oh, okay. You think so? Okay.
We used to have one sink when I lived in Washington Heights. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure we had separate racks.
I mean, he doesn't say anything about two racks. I think the racks, because the water goes right through the rack. It doesn't.
Yeah, but there's still, I mean, you have the same issue as the sink itself. You have the point of contact between the kli and the rack would be the same as the point of contact between the kli and the sink itself. L'chora should be the same thing.
Right.
I mean, we could do a quick search.
You use the rack for one and you just use the bottom of the sink for the other?
I guess you could do that, yeah. I mean, in general, like, people don't like using the bottom of the sink. It's dirty. Like, it's, you know, like, it's, you have to, like, keep it, it's hard to keep clean. Right? One second. We'll just do a search for separate racks for meat and dairy in a sink. Okay, so let's see. Let's see h.com what they have to say. Okay, so he says our kitchen has one sink. So what do we do? So, yeah, so that's what he says. He says, you can use what's better to have two separate sinks, but if not, you use one sink, and then you shouldn't put the dishes directly in the sink, but on a rack inserted in the sink, and you should have separate racks right. For meat and for dairy. Okay. Ah. And, well, also it says, try to clean out the sink in between. He says you should clean out the sink. I guess, I'm not sure, just as an extra precaution, make sure the water doesn't back up. That's important, right? If the drain gets clogged and the water level rises to the level of the dishes, so then at least you could have, you could run into issues in that way. I mean, a lot of these things with Yevit are going to be okay, but
that was not hot water. Not with the hot water, with cold water.
Yeah, cold water. Then it's less problematic, but you're always going to end up using, you know, hot water sometimes. You know, you can't bank on that. Okay, so you only have one sink. Oh, he says use a plastic tub. Oh, that's have two racks to place the dishes on, one for meat, one for milk. Okay, very good. That's what he says. Okay. That's the idea. Okay, now let's see. Okay. Ulam lefikla leha halacha. According to the rules of the halacha, kozman should makpidim shelo yubikiyor yachad kelim meluch lachim mi b'chalav umi basar, velo yisha'aru bo she'eriot shel machalim b'sariim ba'et shemanichim bo kelim chalaviim ol hapech, in chashash yisur. So he says, according to the rules of halacha, as long as you are makpid, they shouldn't have in the sink kelim that are meat and milk at the same time, and you don't have any residue of food from one or the other, so then it's okay. V'chein nagu b'fal yerishmai rabot v'meshach shani rabot. Kama sadim lakach. Aleph, l'rov ha'boskim atim sholim l'asid mi'ak yorhem nat barnat, de'heter hovim yotim el ha'mayim lifnei shehem nifkashim mitam. So first of all, he says, now let's say I would have some tom that comes out of my sink, right? And I'm nervous it's going to go into my into my like let's say I have meat in my sink, and it's gonna go into my dairy kelim. So he says that very likely the tam is going to be not barnat because it goes into the water first. It's tam sheni when it gets into the water, right? And then by the time it gets into the other meat, it's already tam shlishi. So that's gonna be okay. Bet af im nachmir kiramash is over shatamim dofina kior upogjim tam mehamin hasheni.
As we mentioned before, soap can always save you from any ta'am issues, especially in a sink.
Has to be very, very hot water. So very often you're not going to get that hot. Dalid. Yeshomim shamayim hachamim shezormim.
Is that Yakut Yosef?
Yeah, it's Yakut. Yeah. Pay. Yes. In the harchava. I'm not sure. Oh, King Katab harchava. He wrote that in great detail, based on Yabia Omer. Dalid yeshomim shamayim hachamim shezormim haberes shebekiyor dinam kezormim beklisheni. That's a big chiddush. That the spouse has a din of a klisheni. Wow. Okay, but anyway, he says, quote to Orlis Tzion, that's really interesting. Hey, gami nomar shedin ha-mayim ha-zormim me'aberez kedin ki'irui, kivan shitrachek mi'mekor ha-chom, istaber shi'chashev ki'irui shinifsak kilucho, shino mavliya u'maflit ke'echad. Okay, that's another kula. That it's like, it's as if it's irui, meaning it's poured, but the stream is disconnected from its source because it's such a distance from the boiler until it actually gets out of your sink. So such a heat can't actually take ta'am out from one place and move it into another place. Again, this is all assuming that your sink is clean. Your sink is clean. And then vav kavachom kashak yor mecharsina atuma kischuchid omatechet. It's a metal sink. Okay, back to our favorite discussion. Right, nothing comes out of metal. Okay, all these kulas are presupposing that, first of all, your sink is completely clean, right? So, again, I'm guessing he's talking about even using the same rack for both. I mean, that's what it sounds like. I don't know. I'm not sure. But definitely, he holds you can use one sink for meat and dairy. I would presume he would require two racks, but maybe even Mikar Adin, even if there's only one rack, it's okay. What I'm not really sure about is that he calls it not barnat, but if I use the same rack, right, and I have meat tam that goes in and I have dairy tam that goes in, then my racks are not kosher. My racks are not kosher. I don't have any heter of not barnat because the tam that comes out is tam isur. Tam isur, there's no heter of not barnat. So I don't know. I'm not sure exactly if the heter of tam sheni would be so applicable in this case. Okay. Now he says, omnam muskam. However, it is definitely agreed. Shein lachnis ki yachal lekior kelim meluchlachim chalavim ubisarim. Okay, but it's definitely agreed. Should not put dirty meat and dirty dairy dishes together. You could have pieces of meat and pieces of milk. Because if you have the meat and the milk all together, you're going to make the kelim not kosher. Okay, again, I'm not sure why we aren't concerned about meat going in and dairy going in. I know Mersha says that because the bliot are only going to happen like in specific points, so therefore we're not, if I remember correctly, we're not concerned that the same place where meat went in, dairy is going to go in also, if I remember correctly. And therefore he says he's not so concerned about that, but not sure. Okay, let's see. Nogim liyached matliot kartsuf nifradot lechalavi ulebisari. So
What are matzliot kartzuf? Is this some sort of soap? Let's see what it is. Oh, some sort of like it's some sort of sponge. Maybe it's like steel wool of some sort. No, it just sounds like it's just regular, like the pictures all look like,
yeah,
like
scrubbing cloths.
Scrubbing cloths, okay. Thank you. So, okay, so you're allowed to use the same...
sponge, basically, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But it probably absorbs less than a sponge. Sponge has like a lot of crevices where things can get in, but this absorbs a little less than a sponge. So he said you should have separate ones for meat and dairy. However, mitzad adin, kol zman shemarvim im ha-mayim sabon, mutar lekartzef botam matzli kelim b'sarim v'chalavim. As long as you're using soap, so you can use the same scrubbing sponge for meat and milk. Shekin ha-sabon pogem v'tamei ha-machalim ba-ofan, shekfar einam nechshavim b'sarim v'chalavim. Okay, the tam is pogem. It removes any positive flavor you're going to have, and therefore is going to be okay. Okay, next. This is the big one, okay? Mutai lishtamesh be'otom mediach uve'otam magashim la'bisari u'lechalavi zeh achar zeh toch hachpada shelo yadichum yachad shema tameh v'sar v'chalavi taru yachad m'lifnei shi'ipagmu aydei sabon. So you're allowed to use the same dishwasher. Mediach is usually a dishwasher. I think it means...
Yeah, probably.
What are the magashim? The trays? I guess whatever you put the dishes on? The
racks. The racks, yeah, the racks.
Okay, so you're allowed to use the same ones for meat and for dairy, one after the other. V'yesh nohagim lehader liknot shnei magashim. Some people are mehader to have separate racks for meat and dairy.
Magash is tray.
It's a tray, right. So over here, it must mean rack, I guess. Echad the kelim besariyim, echad the kelim chalaviyim, kedei lishma l'afrada anuga, ben klei basar klei chalav, yesh majim li'achet ha-mediach l'min echad. The next level of hidur, which I think is quite common, is to use it only for meat or only for dairy. U'l'shnei aminim kovim shnei madichim, two dishwashers. Ulam kamur apiyadin mutar la'diach b'otom mediach b'otom magash, one after the other. Wow. So let's see. B'midchad Yitzchak hechmir kefi shitato b'kiyor shelo yishamshu mediach echad b'sari chalavi. So lots b'tnaim kashim me'oz. He has very specific requirements. Probably the kelim has to be clean, which would be almost defeats the purpose of using a dishwasher if your dishes are clean already. Even though I know people like that who dishwash their, who put it, they clean it and they put it in the dishwasher. Okay. Maybe some leftovers of the food would be left on the other type. Yabi Omer, Mikel Meikar Adin Ladiach Kelim Besarim Chalvim Yachad. If they should call it Mashiach Mediach Ma'im Chamim Hem Im Sabon. Umela Tamim Shalim Litarev Ze Baze Pigumim Kvishi Chatvu Beshulchan Aruch Tzadihidali Verov Hachronim Sham Shemutal Nakot Kelim Besarim Meluchachim Biore Chalavit Meluchachet Im Ma'im Roschim. Okay.
So he allows it even at the same time?
At the same time, yes. Because, yeah, now this is very dishwasher dependent, meaning this is not necessarily true with all dishwashers. But the dishwasher that he's describing, there's no hot water before the soap gets there. So therefore, any hot water that's come is already mixed with soap. So any hot water that's mixed with soap any time that comes out of the food is pagum, and that's the case of the Rama himself. I think it's the Rama or Shulchan Aruch in Sadi Hey Dalid. Talk about this reality where you're washing dishes, meat and milk dishes at the same time with soap, because the soap is pogam any ta'am, any flavor that's going to come out from one minute to the other.
And what he wrote in the top paragraph was only if the hot water comes before the soap.
One more time.
What Rav Melamed said in the top, not in the footnote, he was saying that you should be careful. You shouldn't use the same one because he was talking about where the hot water comes out before the soap.
He said that, or you're just assuming that?
No, he says that. He says, Shema, the second paragraph, the last line.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Maybe they'll get mixed together before there's any soap, right? Exactly. So therefore, he says it's better not to use them at the same time. Correct. Okay. So now he says, So Ramalaban himself says, like Emil just pointed out, don't do meat and milk together. It's reasonable to suspect that they're going to mix together before they get the soap in there. So he thinks, however, you don't need to have two separate ones or even two different racks, even if you have two different sinks. Why? First of all, in theory, you can even use one sink. Sometimes you leave stuff soaking. They're not always soapy. You may leave your dishes in your dishwasher, but not wet. So therefore, I guess it's less likely there's going to be transfer of time. Some people say you have to clean out the filter. I think Rav Moshe himself says you should clean out the filter. Because maybe the food that's stuck there, right? You have food stuck in the filter, right? Or in the drainage area, right? So that food may not be completely pagum. However, you should not be concerned that maybe they were not nifkemu. However, if you know that the older dishwashers, you are going to have leftover food in there, so then if you want to use the same dishwasher for dairy afterwards, you have to make sure that you clean it out and run a plain cycle to clean out everything that's in there. Okay, so just to summarize, when it comes to sinks, so best case, two sinks. Can't do two sinks, do one sink, but even one sink, it seems advisable.
The best thing to be safe is to use two sinks. End of story. Yeah,
but not everybody
can. Use be safe.
You live in an apartment, or you live in whatever, in a rental.
Somebody could afford to buy two sinks.
It's money and it's space. You have to have the space for it, you know? I remember when we lived in Washington Heights, So we moved into like a recently renovated apartment, you know, whatever renovated meant in that situation. So we had the option between getting two sinks. Oh, no, this is our option. We had the option between getting two sinks or getting a dishwasher. So we actually chose two sinks. We had a double sink. We had dairy on one side. It wasn't two separate sinks, but it was a double sink with two different components, two different compartments. So we did actually have two. Maybe that's why I don't remember whether we used one rack or not, because it was a long time ago before we had one sink for both. But anyways, yeah, so the best is to have two sinks. You can't have two sinks. So then have one sink, try to have separate racks for meat and for dairy. But from what Rav Melamed was saying, it sounded a little bit like he wasn't so makpid on that, right? And it sounded like as long as you have you can use one sink, right? Just make sure that there's, if you're going to switch between meat and dairy, so there's no food residue left in the sink.
Be fair not to touch the wall of the thing and the rack. That's the two main things we have to watch. And the rack on the sink rack.
Right. So he didn't say that. And that, again, that would only be an issue at the time where there's actually the hot water coming out of the spout. Right? Because as long as it's clean. But again, if you have separate racks, then you avoid a lot of those issues.
Okay, racks, then a rack is a problem. With the wall, it's not a problem. The water itself is going down the drain. Now, the most important thing to switch the rack.
That's right. Easier. And then, yeah, it sounds like you shouldn't have the kelim touching the walls while there's hot water coming out, because then he has to be concerned about the time going from the walls into the kelim and vice versa. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Then when we talk about dishwashers, so Rav Malam is actually more lenient when it comes to dishwashers, when it comes to sinks. So even if you're mehader to have two sinks, you don't need to be mehader to have two dishwashers. As long as you make sure the dishwasher is clean in between one and the other, usually there's soap, right? And even if you're concerned that there's no soap, still, I guess it's not bar not. I guess that's why he's lenient, that it would because the time of one is going to go out into the water, and the time of the other is going to go into the time. That's what it sounds like. You remember last week we saw that you shouldn't use a dairy spoon to mix a meat pot, right? Even if it's parve inside, if the pot is meat, because the meat time and the dairy time are going into the water at the same time. So over here, I'm not 100% sure if I have, I guess, I don't know. We're not concerned that time goes into the walls, and we're not concerned that time comes out and meets somewhere inside your dishwasher before the time, before the soap comes. I don't know.
A dishwasher and a sink is the same thing.
Well, he's sort of saying a lot of the leniencies for a sink, they apply to a dishwasher as well.
I'm talking about the four wall, the three wall thing in the washing machine.
He doesn't say anything about touching the walls. He doesn't talk about that. My guess is that he's lenient on that. And also, he says you don't even need separate racks. You could use the same racks for meat and for dairy. I can't say I fully understand. The best I can understand is that it's not by knots. As long as that any time it's going to come out of the walls are not by knots, or of the racks are not by knots, and therefore by the time they get to the other min, it's okay. It's not a you know, and there's also the soap factor. It's just not 100% clear as far as the mitziyut, whether or not in these dishwashers, whether or not the soap is going to precede the hot water or not. Rav Avadi assumes that it does. It really would depend on how the sink is made and how the sink is produced.
Okay. What about the stain, the water, the stain from the on the plate, and it's going on the sink. That's also consider a bishul.
Sorry. One more time?
I'm talking about the plate that has a stuff in the food on is still on the plate.
It sounds like he's not so concerned about that. It sounds like he's not so concerned about that. Because even if the tom goes into the sink, then it's not a problem. But I don't know. Again, that's what I mentioned before. I'm not really sure because
you just said that if a plate touched on the sink wall, then that can make a big problem.
If you have boiling hot water coming out, touching the place where the sink is touching the wall, then yes, it would be a problem.
Where did it come out? From off you on the barriers? It does open.
Yeah, the barriers. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. And that's a big. That you're making a problem.
What do you mean? Why?
Because when you take a hot water, we're not allowed to use hot water on Shabbat. Okay, that's one thing. That's another thing. You have to use cold water. So I'm saying that you have a hot water, if you use it on the plate, and then you scrub it really good, because the hot water is easier to take off the stain from the plate.
Okay.
So, and when you scrub it, yeah, you have all the food going on the sink, and you're making tom out of it.
Right. So again, the berez would have to hit the food and the sink at the same time.
The food is hitting the sink, inside the sink.
Right, so the berez would have to eat the food and the sink at the same time, yes, in order for it to be exactly a problem. But you're right. If that happens, then in theory, yeah, it potentially could be an issue. Yes, if the food hits, if the stream hits the food and the sink at the same time, then it could be a problem. You're right. I think the reason why we're not so concerned also is because there's a rule that tom can't go from one kli to another kli without some sort of moisture in between. But I guess the water would be sufficient. I guess the water would be sufficient to make the tom go from one kli to the next. Not sure. Okay. Chavra, should we start the next section? Should we hold it here?
Yeah. Are we not? It's 10 o'clock already.
We ended at 9:45. We can do a little more. Let's do a little more. Okay. Kshirayim, stovetop. Mutar lishtamesh beotach chatzuva lebasar ulechalav. You're allowed to use the same stove grates for meat and for milk. Even if a little bit splattered out, the fire is going to burn it. So same thing if you have ceramic, or you have some sort of electric stovetop. Shemutar lahaniach aloto mishtach pa'am sir b'sari u'pa'am sir chalbi. Sometimes meat, sometimes dairy. You can put it on the same area on the stove. Ha'il v'chom hakirayim soref et mashe li'itim nishpach mehem. Because the heat will burn out whatever comes there, whatever spills out. Okay, now, let's look at 13. Kiraim in doxia, the kiraim elu hamishtach shalav manichim et asirim, hu kizchuchit atuma. Right. Let's say I have some sort of a glass covered stovetop. Right. The electric stovetop ranges. They don't actually have a flame. They have like the heating elements. Ulam shelo kmo bekiraim keramiyot shebahen mekor hachom bemishtach kerami. Being doxia, mikorachom besir שמתחמם על ידי שדה מגנטי, there's a magnetic field. ומהסיר החום מתפשט לתבשיל ולמשטח שעליו הוא עומד, from the magnetic field, that's how the heat spreads. הרי שאין לקיריים אלו את מלוא העוצמה לשרוף את מה שגולש מהסיריים. So they don't automatically burn everything that comes out. למעשה המקפידים תמיד לנקות את הקיריים, מה שגלש עליהם, as long as you're careful to clean it always, אפשר על אותם המקומות לחמם פעם סיר בשרי ופעם סיר חלבי, שכן הצחוכית של הקיריים אלו אינה בולעת. So the glass is
more like the electric ones?
Well, these are it's specifically the ones that are conduction, because conduction is doesn't get the surface doesn't get as hot. Because the heat, the cooking doesn't come purely through surface heat, that comes through the heat being conducted throughout the food or whatever it is. So the surface that doesn't get as hot, so it's not automatically going to burn anything that falls on it.
So be anything that doesn't have like a fire.
No, because other types of like electric stovetops, so there they get very, very hot. So therefore it's going to burn anything automatically. Here, specifically conduction ones, as opposed to, I guess, the other type, because I think it's ceramic, the other types. The other type, it burns everything right away. These don't necessarily. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he says, the zuchuchit of the kiraim is not boleya. That's number one. And number two, uvenosaf lekach kol magash sham hu mikli lekli. All the contact is from kli to kli. So therefore, you're not going to have any bliot. As I mentioned before, right? You need to have a liquid medium to transfer time from one kli to another kli. Barosim la'ader lechatchila yichdu. Sad echad lebisho bezarei v'sad echad lechalavi anavim hader, one side for meat, one side for dairy. V'shad ha-tzorech yinaku ekev et ha-mishtach v'yuchlu v'vashal gam al ha-tzad ha-chalavi sir bezarei ha-lehebech. V'shad ha-tzorech, if they need to, they can clean it well and just switch sides. Omnam lehalan mevuar shem yishtamshu behem b'taref, but if it was not kosher, tarech l'achshirem k'derech b'liatam, you have to be machshu them. Ulam kan she'od lo hitarev basar v'chalav, ein tzorech l'achshir l'rach l'nakot k'dei she'lo hitarevu. However, if it's not basar and chalav, so then you just have to make sure that it's clean. Okay, Chava, I think we're going to stop here. Chazak baruch, everybody. And Bezrei Hashem, we'll see you. I don't know what, I'm not sure what the future is going to bring for us and for the Beit Midrash, but most likely next Monday night we'll still be on Zoom. So.